Trump endorsements win the day in Ohio. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Author J.D. Vance has won a hotly contested six-way Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat in Ohio.
Now, this campaign, I really think, was a referendum on what kind of a Republican Party we want and what kind of a country we want.
Vance had been trailing early on, but surged in mid-April after an endorsement from former President Trump.
So why was this race so important? Well, one, for political analysts, this is all about whether or not the Trump endorsement was going to matter going into the midterm election. What happened right after the results came out? We heard from the former president's spokesperson who said this is proof that Trump's brand will dominate with the Republican politics going forward, and that this is just proof that America is still on the Trump train.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Cincinnati. Vance will face Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan in November. Progressives reacting angrily to a draft report from the U.S. Supreme Court suggesting the justices are ready to set aside Roe versus Wade, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who told the annual Emily's List dinner,
"If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom."
Reversing the 1973 decision would not make abortion illegal, but it would leave that decision up to individual states. Many have already taken steps to protect the availability of abortion. The Senate will try again next week to write the essence of Roe v. Wade into federal law, an effort that failed just 2 months ago. The FBI has joined the investigation to try and find who leaked the draft opinion. The Fed expected Wednesday to raise its key interest rate by a half percentage point. It's an effort to slow inflation, which has been running at a 40-year high. Just days after Chairman Kim Jong-un said North Korea was accelerating its nuclear missile program, Pyongyang has launched another ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three of the country's opioid distributors reaching a settlement with one of the states suing them.
McKesson Corporation, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen Corporation have agreed to shell out $518 million to Washington State. That comes months into a trial over accusations of flooding the state with addictive painkillers. Under the deal, the state will spend most of that money addressing the opioid crisis, like substance abuse treatment. The state had argued opioid sales in Washington rose more than 500% between 1997 and 2011, while lawyers for the company said they had just been filling prescriptions given out by doctors. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Another vaccine maker expected to ask for approval of a coronavirus vaccine for very young children.
Pfizer saying it hopes to submit data by early June to show how well its COVID-19 vaccine works in children under the age of five. Pfizer's vaccine is the only one authorized in the U.S. for children 5 and older. The company testing 3 extra small doses for little kids after 2 doses didn't prove quite strong enough. Rival Moderna wants to be the first manufacturer to offer shots for tots. The company submitting data to the FDA last week in the hope of showing 2 of its low-dose shots work for children under 5. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
President Biden Tuesday visiting a weapons plant in Troy, Alabama, where they make some of the anti-tank weapons that have helped Ukrainian forces in the Russian invasion.
"You're making it possible for the Ukrainian people to defend themselves without us having to risk getting a third world war by sending in American soldiers fighting Russian soldiers."
The president has committed to sending at least 5,500 Javelin missiles to Ukraine. Russian missile strikes Tuesday reaching into western Ukraine, striking power facilities and railway stations around the city of Lviv. Former Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, who ordered all air traffic grounded in 2001 after the attacks of 9/11, has died. He was 90. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.